If you think you're going to make money overnight and become a millionaire overnight, what did you mean 9 years to become a millionaire in crypto? Then you've not listened to a word I've said on this channel. Have you ever seen a crypto chart before? Have you ever seen a crypto chart? Have you ever seen a chart that goes up always? Have you ever seen a chart that goes parabolic and then you buy at the top and then it keeps going? That doesn't usually happen. Usually you buy at the top. If you bought a week ago, you buy at the top.
Yeah.
You buy at the top, you get a retracement. You pull back. But if you don't like it and you don't believe in what we're doing, get the F out. We don't want you. I want people that believe in the long term of crypto and the long term mission that we have of crypto adoption. And if you don't believe in that and you're in it for a quick buck, see ya. You're never going to watch me try to convince people to buy this coin and to get in on it.
Right.
Over time, the value is going to be shown, period. Point blank, period. So there you go. So it's a long-term hold. And if you think you're going to make money overnight and become a millionaire overnight, what did you mean 9 years to become a millionaire in crypto? Then you've not listened to a word I've said on this channel. You've not listened to a word I've said on this channel as long as you've watched. So there you go. Kelly killed us when he bought Ben and took profits. That just shows he cares more about profits and long-term vision. No, it means he's smart, you idiot. Guys, take profits from everything on the way. Take profits. Do you see what happened? The price dropped 50%. Take profits. I don't care. Take profits and reaccumulate. That's what smart people do. Guys, and this is so asinine. If I buy a coin, people expect me to hold that coin forever. Yeah, I'm going to hold a coin literally forever. Literally forever. Are we on a complete crypto system? Do we only use crypto in our daily transactions? Or when you go to pay your light bill, what do you pay it with? Do you pay it with Ethereum? No. You don't. Just so sick of the... These people don't understand crypto.
I know.
They literally don't get it.
I know.
They don't understand. There are certain projects, if you want to hold a support, then do that. But there's certainly times where you should take profits and sell and reaccumulate. That's common sense, people. You should not tie people to a project and say you're 100% committed to hold on to this coin forever.
Got to make money.
I just can't.
I know.
I can't with these people sometimes, man. I love Kelly. I'm glad Kelly made some money. Good for him. If you think I'm going to kill anybody over selling coins for a profit, you see, that goes 100% directly against everything I tell you on this channel. If I tell you on this channel, it's a good thing to take profits. And then on this side, I say, man, screw Kelly because he works here and he took some profits.
Unbelievable.
I swear I'm the only person out there with common sense. So sometimes I think that. I really think that sometimes.
Well, I think you're just exposed to a lot of fools. But, you know, I mean, like, taking profits short term, I mean, people are surprised I was taking profits right now in the market. Like, why aren't you holding all the way? It's like, I made a great move, and my wife can be really happy if I buy her a sewing studio. So I did it, you know.
Is it Kelly took out his initial investment?
Yep.
Good. That's a great deal. I wish I could take out $2 million of my original investment of it right now. It'd be great. Can't do that, though. Okay? So, yeah, I'm in a little bit different spot than Kelly is, but, you know, anyways. All right, so there we go. I love the caramel ones. Caramel ones are solid. The cookie crunch one, I think.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. But for my money, the top M&Ms, Halloween candy corn M&Ms, so good. Oh, my gosh, they're so good. I don't even like M&Ms that much.
Yeah.
So.
I'm doing M&Ms. It's got to be the peanut ones. I crack them
classic
in half.
Peanut?
Yeah,
because it's just a normal adult candy.
I know.
Like, it's not sexy, Drew.
Yeah, I know. I'm a very traditional guy.
You are. God, but he's 6'6". He can curl 80 pounds.
Well, I mean, that's not like your sets of it. I can do a couple of them. But you know,
that's why he said green ones are their favorite. Mm. Peanut off top. Pretzels. Pretzel ones are okay. Peanut butter ones are pretty good. I like the peanut butter ones.
the round one.
Oh, man. Curtis for liver. That's a funny one. Everybody likes peanuts, peanut butter, chocolate. None of them. Poison. Jack, you're boring. I'm sorry.
Live a little.
Whatchamacallit? Let's see. On deck screener, waiting for M&M to pop up. candy corn. Oh, somebody puked. They said they didn't like the candy corn ones. Mm. The Valentine's Day ones are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day ones are pretty good, too. So I like that as well. What is the deal with Hunter Biden's laptop?
I want to know. It's a big deal. We didn't put it in the news headlines, obviously, but...
Is there new information?
Yeah, there's some new airdrops of photographs and
things
like
that. Oh, Lord, what is the latest deal? Let's see what Bard says. Now, Bard is by who? Google?
I think it is by Google. Let me make sure.
All right.
I know it's more kind of live information. It's not operating off of info.
Off of three-year-old information. Here we go.
Ooh, let's see what we got here. I want to know.
Very curious.
What does AI think of this situation?
The latest deal on Hunter Biden's laptop is that it's still being investigated by the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. There have been no charges filed against Hunter Biden or any of his associations or associates. Investigation is still ongoing. And we obviously picked this because it's very controversial, obviously, yeah, right? We wanted to see what it would say about something controversial. In October, John Paul Mac Isaac, the owner of the computer repair shop where Biden left his laptop, filed a defamation lawsuit against Hunter Biden and others. Mac Isaac claims that Hunter Biden defamed him by accusing him of stealing his laptop and spreading false information about him. Hunter Biden has denied all the allegations against him and has said that he is confident the truth will come out. He also said that he is willing to cooperate with the investigation. The investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop is complex and ongoing matter.
Mm.
It's unclear when the investigation will be completed or what charges, if any, will be filed. Wow, there we go.
They're stringing this on so badly. Like, we have been wondering what is going on with this for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And still nothing. Just incredible.
Guy says he's been in a short on Ben since yesterday. You can't short Ben anywhere, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's not on it. You can't long or short it anywhere.